recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And this morning's homily highlight comes from Father Tim Furlow at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Portland.
Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd today. And if you know anything about shepherding, there's actually a lot of aspects that go into being a good shepherd. He mentions a few of the huge ones, like you are willing to self-sacrifice for your flock. I think a big, big question, though, when we're thinking about where are shepherds leading us, especially in our proximate time here in the church, is where are the shepherds leading us? You know, doesn't it come down to that? Because the shepherd can lead you to, cool waters and green pastures, or he can lead you to a den of wolves. Either are possible, right? Because he's the one guiding the sheep. Jesus always leads us to cool waters and green pastures of heaven. It's the best place. And any good shepherd would follow that model. His top priority would be getting his spiritual kids to heaven. Absolutely. We have a good local shepherd here in the Archbishop. We really do. And now with an amazing beard, I mean, it's just, he's the whole package, you know. And I think our hearts have to be thankful for that on some level, because we can feel a little bit disconnected in the various layers of the church, right? We got like our life going on, and then there's whatever the deacons are doing, and then there's whatever the priests are doing, and then there's our local bishops, and then there's something above that. But the reality is, the ontology of how God set it up is that none of us can do anything without the hierarchical structure that he invented. It's all connected. That was his decision, not ours. And so, especially here, you know, in this beautiful church, it's important to cultivate a thankfulness in our heart that the main reason we're able to worship here in this way, with such beauty and reverence, is because of the Archbishop. He knows that that beauty and reverence is something that helps get us, us particular sheep, to heaven. Right? It speaks to the heart. So I trust him, is what it comes down to. I just trust him as a man, as a priest, as a bishop. And so when he asks for resources and whatnot, I just trust that those resources are going to something that gets us closer to heaven. The way he puts it here is like they're going toward vital programs and ministries that we all depend on to sustain the Catholic Church in Western Oregon. Man, I want to sustain the Catholic Church in Western Oregon. If I look at my priorities, like, that's it. One of those big ministries near and dear to my heart, obviously on some level, is the forming of priests and religious. We pray for them today. So today, this weekend, is the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. The World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So all Catholics everywhere are praying today that everybody find their vocation, they prayerfully discern it, but that especially young men and women answer the call to the priesthood and the religious life. You know my story a little bit by now. Maybe a few inquiries were made when I was younger, but it wasn't in the Catholic culture anymore. And it wasn't in the Catholic culture of my Catholic school. So it never really came up. But the objective reality is God is calling. He's always calling. But our world has become very, very noisy. Oh, so much noise. This is one of the reasons we do the media fast during Lent. It's just so noisy that not everybody is listening. It's really hard to listen to the voice of God when we're filled with noise. I mentioned this at Living the Faith the other night on Friday, but think of the Screwtape letters. If you've ever read the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, you know, the young demon is talking to the older demon, and he's like, all right, let's think of some new and inventive ways to get people off track so we can drag them to hell. And the older demon says, you don't get it. Our job is just to make this world so noisy that nobody can hear the voice of God. That's it. That's what we do. And so at some point, we have to volitionally set aside that noise in various ways. It distills down to a question, I think, especially for us, especially here in our parish, how do we help these young people listen to the voice of God? Three things for your consideration. These are three practical, doable things, and some of them are kind of already baked in. One, we're talking about it today. We just support with our resources anything that helps people find their calling. Whatever it is, if it helps them discern, then we support that in some kind of way. So Archbishop's Catholic Appeal, Seminarian Appeal, Restoring Churches, anything that brings our Catholic culture of discernment back to life. Because priest and nun used to be on the list of doctor, lawyer, and fighter, and they're not anymore. But they are for us, because they are objectively. That's a real thing, so anything that restores it. Another thing is, I think it's really important to involve the kids in the liturgy. So we try really, in a pointed way, to expose them to holy things. So any child here, ages 7 and up, if you received First Communion, is encouraged in some sort of way to serve the Lord in the Mass. So boys as altar servers and girls as sacristans. They're both doing these critical things that without them, the Mass doesn't happen. And in doing that, they're getting to see like an inside look on supernatural things. And that gets their minds and their hearts thinking about a vocation that's supernatural, like being a priest or a nun. Third one, and this is so critical, and I know all of you are doing this so well already. It's the family. If prayer isn't like a weird thing, if it's like a major part of the culture of each individual family, then praying to God and asking him why he put us here isn't strange at all. It's totally normal, and it's necessary. So the proper allocation of resources, the resources God gives us, concrete participation in holy things, especially the Mass, and a culture of prayer in the family. These are the things that I think increase vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. We need priests. We need good shepherds willing to lay their life down for the sheep, like our Archbishop, to bring us the sacraments. That's the normal way that we get the grace that we need to go to heaven. And we need nuns and we need consecrated virgins praying for the salvation of the world, making huge transactions in the spirit realm for us. We don't even know they're doing it, but they're doing it, and we're benefiting from it. We don't need a million programs, I don't think. We don't need all of our preferences fulfilled. We don't need to exact justice on our enemies. We need grace. We just need grace. And this is how we get it, by helping these kids figure out why God put them here. He put them here. You were involved, but he decided to put them here. And there's a reason for that. So parents especially, if you want these little ones to succeed, and I know you do, it's in your heart. Knowing and doing the will of God for their lives is the best success that they could ever achieve.
And that's today's homily highlight with Father Tim Furlow of St. Patrick Catholic Church here in Portland.